ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها، والله خبير بما تعملون. آمنت بالله، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد المجتبى وعلى آله الأتقياء وعلى أصحابه الأصفياء. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، all human beings who are living on this face of the earth, they have been bestowed by Allah with different levels of intellect, different level of wisdom, different level of understanding. Like Allah Azza wa Jal destined for people rizq, life and death, all these things, similarly wisdom and intellect Allah Azza wa Jal also destines for a person. And by using that wisdom and intellect, whatever the person have, whatever the level of his understanding is, at their own level, they are all pursuing for their benefit. Whatever their idea of benefit or nafa is, they are pursuing it. And they all are trying to ward off loss, harm, depression, things they don't like. So where is the problem then? Why are people not able to, many of them, achieve these things? The problem is that because people, they have different level of wisdom, different level of intellect and thinking at different stages of their life. So one benefit of one clashes with the benefit of the other. One person's benefit is another person's loss. A thief sees that he will defraud a person for £1,000, there's a benefit for him, but there's a loss for the person who is being defrauded. Why? Because his intellect and mind is not wise enough to think on the larger scale and in depth. For children, happiness is to get the game they like. And when they get a little bit younger, the trainers they like, the designer trainers are, that's their destination. Or the game which they like is whatever their world of happiness is. They are not concerned with school or the other studies, but the greater benefits of the dunya, just immediate benefit. They become happy with sweets, but then when they get older and older, they don't get happy with sweets, then there are other things. Girls, they become happy with dolls, playing with dolls, playing with toy houses, they are happy with that. They don't have concept of the real house, they can't think at that level. Parents are at higher level of intellect, the government, the parents, so they think that we should even force these people, children, if they don't want to go to school, although they are 13, 14, their minds are working, but if they say, I don't like to go to school, the government will find the parents. The parents will force the children to go to school. So force is used. These people who say we have freedom of will, everyone can do whatever they like. Nothing like this exists really. It is only a mirage. It is only a deception. Either you stay in the confines of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His limits, otherwise you have to follow the limits of shaitan, the limits of the dunya, the limits of the evil. They also have limits. So the children will be forced to do that because they are greater benefit. The government say we understand their greater good. The parents say we understand their greater good. So we will force them. But for them, children, the game world, for the girls, the toys, the dolls, that is their world of happiness. The houses, children playing with cars and things. Now think about the next level. When we get elderly age, mature age, 30, 35, about 25, the toys change. But people are still running after toys. Now, what the adults are doing, except like when they were babies and children, they were wanted a model car here, remote control car here, a game here, gun here, and things. Now, when they get older and elderly, still they are after toys. But what are the toys now? Now the toys are the toys of dunya. The big car has become the toy for the dad. For the young, for the son, the small car is the toy. For the dad, the big car is the toy. So only Allah and Anbiya alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that their future, now these elderly people, people of older generation, they have become entangled by the toys of dunya, the toys of the cars, for example. Previously, they were playing with dolls. Now, people are running after real dolls, meaning actually women after men, men after women. The same game is being played. Now, they like real dolls, actually. Women and men, they actually now have different needs, different desires. But still, they are after the... Firstly, the toys were made of earthly material, plastic, or metal. But they forget that this car which you have in your house is still made of the same earth which the baby's toy is made of. This car's material also came from the same earth. The house of your dreams, like the children's house as are made up of material of this earth, the bigger house is also made of that thing. Similarly, you yourself, the women of this world, the men of this world, they are also made of the earth as well. So the level changes, the toys changes. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْمُ وَالْعَيْدُ. Thus this dunya, of the life of the dunya, is just actually amusement and play. This is not the real life. This is not the real life. Like we explain to children, it is not the real life. Unfortunately, because of the level of difference, level of understanding and wisdom, we when become adults, we are still running after these things. But at a different scale now. At a difference. Previously we used to cheat our friends because of sweets and toys. When we go old, we are defrauding people, banks, insurance companies, each other, the land. So the games are the same. The scale is changed. The people are changed. So then who will teach or mention what is beneficial and harmful for us? We need then our greater spiritual parents. Who are they? They are actually the Anbiya alayhi salam, who are super intelligent people. They are extraordinary wise people. They can see beyond this world, this temporal world. Like you can see, your child can only see the games, the toys, and the sweets, and phones. And the parents can see beyond that, that he have to marry. He have to have his own house. He have to shoulder responsibility of his own life. So we need to educate him. Similarly, Anbiya alayhi salam and Awliya Allah, they can see the far future, the further future, the distant future. They say that these, our ummatis, they have to leave this world, and we want them to have a good future in the life hereafter, big palaces in the Jannah. We want them to have permanent wives, not temporal wives. We want for them the best wives in the universe Allah Azza wa Jalla has created, not here. These are temporal things. So they have more intellects. They have more wisdom. And that is a universal reality. Be it Muslim or non-Muslims. Be it Muslims or non-Muslims. They believe that these people who we know as the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him, Moses, may peace be upon him, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last of them, they know that these people were the sages of their time, selfless people, they were not selfish people, wise people. So even those people who are at higher levels of government and technological advancement, they also value these people. For example, we see here in Pakistan or any Muslim country, no matter how great the person gets there, he never claims that he knows more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He respects and honors Prophet Islam at the highest esteem, although he might be sinful. He might be other, but he knows that these people were the greatest people. Their wisdom is the greatest wisdom. If it is a country like England, like for example the Prime Minister here, he will say, I am, for example, Christian. Previous Prime Minister Tony Blair, he is now doing, actually working on his faith, developing his faith and working on his faith, although he is working on Christianity. But the fact that he has gone towards, more towards religion, he then believes that Jesus Christ was superior than actually any technology, any other philosopher in the new age philosopher of the world. These people who are now coming up with theories and different lifestyles, that he was the model. Similarly, in the previous president of America, George Bush, as everyone knows, that he was a very devout Christian. wrong or right, he made political decisions, and people do make right and wrong decisions. Irrespective of that, he said, I love and I honor Jesus Christ. Meaning, in spite of having all the knowledge through his advisors, his think tanks in the government of America, all that knowledge of technology and advancement, having all that, he still thought that Jesus' knowledge is still superior than them. That is why he turned to him. That is why he said, I follow him. I follow Jesus Christ. Irrespective, I'm not saying I'm supporting him, but what he believed, he made decision on that basis. What he believed, he was making decision on that basis, what he thought is right or wrong for his people and himself. Now, Shaitan also makes decisions on his basis, what's beneficial for him, and meaning that everyone follows their own way. So, try to understand that different people, in different people, different parts of the world, different age groups, different people, they have different intellects, and according to their knowledge, then they make decisions and choices. Who are the most intellectual peoples? Who are the most wise people? I have just explained to you that even Muslim, non-Muslim, they believe that this group of prophets, as Anbiya alayhi salam and messengers, are the superior people who have more wisdom than other people. Still, no matter how much Europe has advanced, America has advanced, but still they are reading the gospel, be it a 150-page book, but still they are reading that again and again, the sayings of Jesus Christ or his seerah, for example. They think this is there is guidance in there. The Quran, obviously the last and the final, the Muslims act upon, the leaders act upon it or not, but they know, the leaders and the followers, the actual wisdom is there. But because of different desires and things, they are veiled from it. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the basis of his wisdom, imagine, just an example, that if you had the opportunity to use a mind of a genius person, you would say, yes, I want that mind. It is a genius mind. It is very, very highly intellectual mind. I want that mind. So why do you want that mind of the genius? Because the decisions it will make, because the right and wrong it is going to tell you, will be greater than what you can think with your or my little mind. Now imagine that if a person can utilize or have the mind of a wali of Allah, he would say, yes, I would like that mind. So that I can see things through him. So I can see things through his eyes. And imagine if a person can see through the blessed eyes and the knowledge and the mind of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How blessed person that would be, that who can borrow or who can benefit from the mind of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will say, yes, that will be that is the greatest mind which Allah ever has created in the universe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, there is one way you can have that mind. How? Because mind and the intellect you want. Why? To know what's right, what's wrong. How to make choices. How to make decisions. Well, Rasulullah ﷺ has at least spelt out his mind in Quran and Sunnah. And he has put like a tray or like a book in front of you, that is all my mind is for you. And all the benefit and the harm, and that is why Prophet ﷺ said once that there is nothing harmful which I have not warned you for. There is nothing beneficial which I have not actually told you, informed you of it. So what we are using, our little willy-nilly minds, when we say that, no, I know better, except using, benefiting from the mind, from the knowledge, from the intellect, from the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are utilizing our own wisdom. We are utilizing our own mind. And no wonder that we will fail. Because our minds sometimes are corrupted. Our mind, half is our mind, half is shaitan working there. Half is our mind, half is the nafs working there. Nafs is working there, shaitan is working there, dunya is working there. What kind of mind that would be? And look at the mind and the heart of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is free from shaitan, totally. Free from shaitan, no shaitan have access to it. Free from dunya and its effects. And free from the evils of the nafs, because even Anbiya alayhim salam's nafs is pure as well. So unaltered and unparalleled a pure mind and light upon light. What is that? That Allah bestowed His knowledge upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So benefiting from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like benefiting from the knowledge of Allah. Imagine if you had this ability or opportunity to benefit from the knowledge of Allah. The knowledge, infinite knowledge of Allah. You had access to it. Yes, you don't have access to it, but you have access to it through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can benefit from the infinite knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we are using, I think like this, brother, my opinion is this, although Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this, but I think, you know, things are like this, things are like this. This is actually disaster, and this is greatest foolishness. That is why the mashayikh say that to Rasulullah in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one should use the mind to develop the ability how to follow his command, not pondering over that why he has given command. The when command from Allah and his messenger, you use your mind to work how to execute, how to put that command into practice, rather than actually pondering or thinking or reflecting the background and how this command came about and why it has come about. You don't have that capacity at all. You have the capacity to follow. You have the capacity to follow. So I was giving you this guidance from in the teachings and the light of the teachings of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah. He once said in his khutbah and in his address, he said, "Sahihu ansabakum min nabiyyikum sallallahu alayhi wasallam." He said that you attribute yourself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You attribute yourself to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but your attribution is not right. It is wrong. You have to attribute rightly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. آپ علیہ فرمایا کہ سیدنا عبد القادر جیلانی تم کہتے ہو میرا تعلق حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ہے لیکن جو ہے تمہارا تعلق ٹھیک نہیں تم صحیح تعلق بناؤ یور ایٹریبیوشن از رانگ یو آر ہی سیز ایٹریبیوٹیڈ ٹو سم ٹائم شیطان یو آر ایٹریبیوٹیڈ ٹو ایٹ دی دنیا یور ایٹریبیوشن یور کنیکشن اینڈ ریلیشن شپ آئی ڈونٹ سی دیٹ یور ریلیشن شپ ود رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از کریکٹ He says then, how to do that? How to do that? فرمایا آپ کا اتباع جس کے لیے صحیح ہو جاتا ہے اس کا انتساب بھی یا امتی بننا بھی صحیح ہو جاتا ہے. How to attribute yourself correctly to Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. He says, whenever you will become obedient to the Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, then it is more suitable for you to say that He is my prophet. He is my messenger. I belong to him. He is the prophet. I am the follower. Because there is two-way connection. Rasulullah ﷺ said, I am the prophet for all. But there are people who have not accepted. So although the invitation from Prophet ﷺ is available there, but because they are not accepting, their relationship is not becoming strong at all. Or they are not related to Prophet ﷺ. Because like in nikah, a husband to be and wife to be, the wife proposes or the husband proposes, one proposes, the other also have to accept. If they don't accept, you can't say they are husband and wife. They are husband and wife, both things. So he, alayhi rahmah, is saying that your intisab, your attribution, your relationship which you say, I am the ummati, is not correct unless man sahha tabiyyatuhu lahu faqad sahha nasaba. That if you have become his obedient, then you are really attributed to him. Then it's as though you have accepted his prophethood in practical terms. Otherwise, you only accept it from the point of view of iman and i'tiqad and theoretical. Practically, you are not. Then he, alayhi rahmah, he said that اور اتباع کیے بغیر تیرا یوں کہنا, یہ سیدنا عبد القادر جیلانی کے لفظ ہیں, یعنی ترجمہ ان کا, فرمایا کہ وَأَمَّا بِقَوْلِكَ, because he knows what people think, he knows what people will say after. He said that I answer you beforehand. He said you will say I am ummati of his. وَأَمَّا بِقَوْلِكَ أَنَا مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ, as you saying that I am from his community, I am from his ummah, I am from his group, I am from his ummah. You say that? He said, okay, you will say this, but I say to you, وَأَمَّا بِقَوْلِكَ أَنَا مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ مُتَابَعَةٍ لَا يَنْفَوْكَ. That this, that you say, کہ آپ کا کہنا کہ میں آپ کا امتی ہوں, تیرے لیے مفید نہیں ہوگا جب تم تک آپ کے اقوال اور افعال میں آپ کے متبع نہ بن جاؤ. ہمیں کہ یہ اس بات سے کہنے سے جھوٹ نہیں. آج لوگ کہتے ہیں میں شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ کا مرید ہوں, میں جی قادری ہوں, میں جی میرا ان کا گیارہویں والی سرکار کے ساتھ تعلق ہے, اور ان کا وہ کہنے حضور علیہ السلام سے بھی تمہارا تعلق صحیح ثابت نہیں جب تک ان کی تابع داری نہ ہو. وہ میرے ساتھ تمہارا تعلق کیسے ہوگا؟ Whoever is not sincere to Prophet علیہ السلام, how can he be sincere to one of the wali's of his ummah? تو آپ فرمائے جب تم آپ کے اخواب, when you will follow him in his speech and in the deeds of his, متبع بن جاؤ گے تو اللہ تمہیں دار آخرت میں بھی تمہیں ان کی صحبت نصیب ہوگی. You will be in his صحبہ, you will be in his company in the hereafter as well. As I said last time, that when Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم came to this earth, his physical advent and his birth, when Prophet ﷺ came, the door of prophethood closed. No prophet now actually coming after him. When he came, door of prophethood was closed. And when he physically departed, the door of companionship was closed. This is the one prophet who actually did close two doors. حضور علیہ السلام نے دو دروازے بند ہوئے آپ کے آنے سے. جب آپ تشریف لائے, نبوت کا دروازہ بند ہو گیا, اور جب آپ تشریف لے گئے ظاہری طور پر پردہ فرما گئے تو صحابیت کا دروازہ بند ہو گیا. Because to be a companion you need in physical world be living at the time of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and in order to see him, his blessed face, and do his ziyarah, in state of iman you become a companion. Otherwise, on the day of judgment, in the paradise, in the Jannah, many people will see Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. قیامت کے میدان میں, جنت میں بہت سارے لوگ, ہم بھی آپ بھی, اگر اللہ فضل فرمایا ہم جنت میں گئے تو حضور علیہ السلام کی زیارت کریں گے, لیکن آپ اور میں کبھی صحابی نہیں بن سکتے. پھر بھی we can never become a companion of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم because we did not see him in the physical world. So when he came, آپ علیہ السلام, بس یہ ایک جملہ رکھیں, یہ بہت سارے فتنوں کا دروازہ بند کر, آپ کے آنے سے نبوت ختم ہو گئی, آپ کے جانے سے صحابیت ختم ہو گئی. Simple as that. And as far as the companionship of Allah is concerned, it is only the Prophet Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم who saw Allah in his physical state of existence while living in this earth. It is only him. So we can say there is only one Sahabi of Allah in whole of the universe, from the since creation of actually the creation until the end of the days and in Jannah as well. Now no one can become a Sahabi of Allah. Allah ka Sahabi kaun hai jisne Allah ki ziyarat ki is zahiri jism ke saath, wo abu Huzur Alaihi Salam ke ilawa koi banda kisi nabi ne ziyarat nahi ki. All awliya Allah and righteous and muttaqeen, they will see Allah in paradise, the beauty of Allah. They will, but they won't become companion to Allah because they did not see in the physical world. So here some people saw Prophet ﷺ, they became his companion in the physical world. Rasulullah ﷺ is only amongst the Anbiya ﷺ who on night of Miraj and ascension saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his blessed physical body, earthly body, his bashri labas, he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during that journey. So aap phir andaza lagaye ke jaise koi banda sahabi ke darje ko nahi ja sakta aam banda, isi tarah Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam Allah ke sahabi hain. Ab koi makhlooq mein na Jibril na Mikail na koi dusra nabi unke darje tak pahunch sakta hai. Never it can be possible, because now all anbiya alayhi salam has departed. Now no one has become companion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So next thing which Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah, he says for our advice, he says that I hear you, I look at you, and I see you mentioning righteous people and awliya Allah and talking about them, reading about them. He's saying to the people, he said, son, ya gulam, irji ila rabbik biqalbika qabla an yaq'uda khalfuk. Farmaya ke, turn to your Lord from the heart before your body turns to your Lord by force. Turn to your Lord, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience, in repentance, in following, in knowing and in loving. Otherwise there is no option, your body will have to return. But if you send your heart to Allah, then your return of your body will be a blessed returning. But if you give your heart to shaitan and dunya, you will be taken away, but then there will be a bad end. There will be a bad dwelling place after. He said, he rahmahullah said, قَدْ قَنَعْتَ مِنْ أَحْوَالِ الصَّالِحِينَ بِالْكَلَامِ فِيهَا وَتَمَنِّي لَهَا. فرمایا کہ بیٹا تم نے صالحین کے واقعات اور حالات اور کرامات میں تو صرف ان کے تذکرہ اور تمنا کی پر قناعت کر کے بیٹھا ہوا ہے. That is disease of our time. He is mentioning about his time, it applies to our time. He says that you have become content with just mentioning karamat of awliya, their stories of the awliya Allah, the teachings of the awliya, the reading of their books and listening to their books, and just having wishful thinking, I wish I also became pious, I wish I also became that, like that saint, I have a wish to become very good person. Well, everyone alhamdulillah by fadl of Allah has a wish to become best, good person. He said, you are actually just having wishful thought, and you are content with just saying names, mentioning miracles, reading books, listening to stories, listening to bayanats of awliya Allah. That is what you are content with. He said, just this, the example of this person is kal qabidu alal ma'i yaftahu yadahu fala yara fiha shay'a. Iski misal aisi hai کہ جیسے کوئی شخص پانی کی مٹھی پانی کو مٹھی میں لے اور سمجھے کہ بڑی چیز قبضہ میں آ گئی ہے. سو اس خیام حال سے ہاتھ دھو رکھے, کیونکہ جب اپنا ہاتھ کھولے گا تو کچھ بھی نہ پائے گا. He said the example of those people who are listening to the teachings of awliya Allah and mentioning karamat of the friends of Allah, their miracles and their nasihat and things, but they still have a wish to follow them, but don't have intention, don't have a will, and don't practically translate their wish into action. The example of them, I, Abdul Qadir, is telling you, is that someone holds in his fist some water, and they close their fist, and when they open their fist, what will be, what content, and what level, how much water will be there? And if that person thinks, I have some water, he is a deluded person. He is a deceived person, he doesn't have anything. That is example of us actually, when we listen to Anbiya alayhi salam, the Prophet, the righteous people, the good people of the world, and we think, we are coming here, you come here today, and I have done a very good thing, I came and I listened to it. But if you went back and became that same little devil again, you are like, example is that person, that you got water, you, I have water today, I have something, a treasure. But when you will open at the time of death, when you open your hand, there will be nothing in there. Kuch nahi hoga. Aap bata, iske se zyada saaf ab kaise kisi ko samjhaya jaye? Jo hum logon ne tamasha, drama banaya, whatever, treachery and just a drama and a false pretensions we are doing and showing each other and people that we are somewhat good people, or we are good people because we are listening to good people, we mention about them, we say we love them, but who loves them? Whenever you love someone, you, when your heart is somewhere, like Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him, said that send the dunya which you have, the money, the time, the health. Three things person only have: his body and health, his time and his wealth. He says, wherever these things will be, that's where your heart will be. He said that Jesus Christ, he said, where these things, money, your energy and your time, wherever it will be spent, that's where your heart shall be as well. That's why if we have spent so much money in a car, if a scratch happens upon it, it seems the scratch has happened upon our heart. وہ بندہ کو پریشان ہو جاتا ہے کہ اسکریچ جہاں پڑ گیا, not on the car, ہاؤس میں ہو گیا, وہ ہی مائٹ ہٹ ہز چائلڈ فار دیٹ, ہی مائٹ ایکچولی ہیڈ اے رو ود ہز وائف بیکاز آف ایکچولی سم تھنگ وچ ہی ہیز پٹ لاٹ آف ایفرٹ ان ٹو اٹ, ہی بوٹ سم تھنگ بیکاز وائی ہی ہیز پٹ اینرجی ٹائم اینڈ ویلتھ ان دیئر, سو دیٹس ویئر ہز ہارٹ از. سو سیدنا عیسیٰ علیہ السلام سیڈ, that is the reason, because human beings' heart love these things, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that send these things to Allah so that your heart also goes to Allah. Your heart will also go to Allah and it will go to Allah. Dekho, Isa alayhi salam ne kitna asaan ilaaj bayan farmaya. Aane farmaya, dekho, main janta hoon, tum insaan ho, jahan daulat hoti hai, wahin tumhara dil hota hai. تو اسی لیے تو اللہ نے حکم دیا کہ دولت اللہ کے پاس بھیجو تاکہ تمہارا دل بھی چلا جائے. He said, send your wealth into the heaven so your heart stays in the heaven as well. تم چاہتے ہو دل اللہ تک جائے اور دنیا, اور دل دولت جو ہے وہ دنیا میں نفس اور شیطان اور دنیا کے پیچھے لگائی ہوئی ہے, تو تمہارا دل بھی ادھر ہے. Your heart is going to remain here as well. So that is when we are in the prayer, our heart is in the dunya. Because our own wealth majority is here. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we don't spend our time. The Sahaba Rizwanullah alayhim ajma'in, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah, these people, they spent all their effort. He sacrificed the service of his mother, separation with his mother, separation from his uncle, separation from his auntie, separation from his old relatives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he forbear the hunger, the thirst, the rejection of people, the poverty. So now the deen had value in his heart. When anything was done wrong, it was as though his heart was being teared. So he couldn't tolerate. He would admonish the caliphs, he would admonish the sinners, he would admonish the munafiqeen as well, without any fear, because that's what he had done. So one way, if you think you can't come towards the pious and pious amal and things, and you want your heart to stay in the presence of Allah, try to spend your time, energy and money, send it there, you'll find your heart has gone there. You see, those people who have invested in stock market, their hearts are there. When they hear on the news stock market has gone down, their heart keeps come down as well. And that's why many people have heart attacks as well.
Many people, really, when they have heard of the like the recent economic collapse, many people had heart attack. When a deal goes down or someone becomes actually dishonest, because their heart is there with the stock market, with the news, everything. So they are alert wherever their heart is. Because the heart is in the dunya. And the dunya they keep in dunya. If they send this dunya to Allah, their heart will follow suit. And actually it will also go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why sadqa khairat is mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. In deen, that is why it is said that the more you spend, the more close you become to Allah. Because the more time, money and wealth you are going to spend, that portion of your heart will go more with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will stay with there. You will value deen. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, he said, it can't be possible if I am alive and the deen and the religion is harmed by someone, I cannot tolerate that. I have to work, even though I die, I have to work for it. I have to endeavor for it. I can't sleep at night. Because he has spent all his wealth. All his wealth on deen, so he had the greatest value of deen in his heart. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his lifetime, once he gave all his wealth. So that is why, so this is why. اب آپ کو سمجھ آگئی ہے یہ زکاة و صدقہ خیرات یہ کیوں ہے ضروری شریعت میں رکھا گیا ہے اس لیے کہ انسان کی کمزوری ہے اس کو اس سے محبت ہے اس پیسے سے محبت ہے تو یہ پیسہ جب اوپر اللہ کے پاس چلا گیا تو اس کی محبت بھی اللہ کے پاس چلی جائے گی His love will also go there as well. His heart will go there. Then he will be thinking of that. So he said, my son, that's وَيْحَكَ تَمَنَّا وَادِ الْحُمَقْ That son, tujh par afsos, woe to you, tuf hai tum par, you are living in the paradise of fools. فرمایا کہ تم احمقوں کی جنت میں رہ رہے ہو احمقوں کی جنت یہ جو لوگ these people who just are content with the mentioning awliya Allah and their names, I am a Naqshbandi, I am this, you are everything if you are really true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you are not that, you are not sincere to him, how can you be sincere to anyone else? If you think it is just a drama and a deception. Because firstly is Allah and his messenger and then others. He said that you attribute yourself to awliya and saliheen and mention their stories and their states and their miracles, and you don't follow them, then you are living in world of fools, paradise of fools. What paradise of fools? It's like living in fantasy world. Like people sit on the chair and they think they have become millionaire and they're flying in their helicopter and think, but they are sitting still on the chair. Well, that's how many people they do think. If they can't get something physically, they fantasize about actually girls, about wealth and things, but they know it is just a mirage, it is just as they thought. There is nothing like this. He said, that is your example as well. And said, I quote you, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, when Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam said, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِيَّاكُمْ وَتَمَنَّا جہاں بھی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا بچاؤ اپنے آپ کو تمنا سے صرف تمنا رکھنے سے صرف خواہش رکھنے سے نیک بننے کی Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said beware of just having a wishful thinking to be pious wishful thinking is meaning just having a desire I want to be good I want to be pious I want to be righteous I want to be a person who is benefiting the people and I want to be successful in the hereafter. Just having tamanna means, desire means that having a wish but without actually putting that into practice or the adopting the means. When you don't adopt the means, meaning you are sinning and you say, Allah will forgive me, God will forgive me, Allah will forgive me. You, because forgiveness has a means, and that is tawbah. Repentance is a means. So what is tamanna? Wishing for a child and not marrying. Wishing for, I will have hundreds and hundreds of apples this season. Yes, brother, where is your land? He said, I've got no land. But I wish I will have. Because the means you have put up, another person says, brother, you don't have a land, you don't have a garden, you don't have a tree. How? He said, don't you know Allah is Razzaq? Don't you know Allah is the provider? He can provide me if He wishes. That is foolishness. That is foolishness. Similarly, in order to have forgiveness and closeness of Allah, you need the land of Iman, land of faith. And on that you should plow the seeds of pious and righteous deeds. And then there the fruits and vegetables and the trees of righteousness and walayat will grow. Without that. So tamanna isko kehte hain ki sabab bhi ikhtiyari na karna jo Allah ne banaya hua hai. Aur bas khaish karna main wali ban jaun, main buzurg ban jaun, main nek ban jaun. Bhai wo Allah ne jo tareeqa bayan kiya hai, Quran to nauz billah fazool ho gaya na sara. Agar tumhari khaish pe hi Allah ne wali banana hai to Allah phir tumhe aise logon ko bana deta. Allah ek hi hukm bhejte, bhai tum خواہش کرو تم نیک بن جاؤ گے. بس سارے قرآن کی 400-500 صفحے کی کتاب کی کیا ضرورت ہے؟ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو پتھر کھانے کی اور اتنا مجاہدہ کرنے کی دعوت دینے کی کیا ضرورت ہے؟ پھر تو ایک حکم آ جاتا, لوگوں خواہش رکھو کہ تم اللہ تمہیں معاف کر دے گا تو اللہ تمہیں معاف کر دے گا, وہ کوشش کرو نیک بننے کی. بس یہ نہیں, حضور علیہ السلام نے وارن کیا, فرمایا ایاکم بتمنا, دس جسٹ وشفل تھنکنگ without adopting the means, without practicing, without actually in translating the wish into practical terms, he said, beware of that, for innahu wadil humuk, this is paradise of fools. The Prophet himself said, this is like a jungle of fools. Ahmaku ki wadi hai ye, ahmaku, jahan ahmak aur bewakoof log honge, inko milna milna inko kuch nahi. So he is trying to address to our hearts that there are many people outside who don't know anything, wherever it is, wherever the goodness is. And there are some people who said, okay, we will go to the mosque, we will go to a good gathering, and alhamdulillah, we will become good as well. He is addressing those people that you have come now, but don't be content with just listening and talking and reading and saying after I went, it was a very peaceful environment. It was very good speech. It was, story was very good. I think these things are not going to benefit you. This is like, we have the same mind as the entertainment when you've seen a movie. When you come out of the cinema, oh, that was a very action. Very good, wonderful action. What a move, what a pose, what actually was there. After that finished. No relationship with the reality of that movie. Similarly, with those people coming with the same mind as being entertained, listening or seeing something, and then after they are gone. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, aap alaihi wasallam farmaya ke tamanna yani khali khwahish rakhne se sirf yani rakhne se bacho, yaqinan wo hamaqat ka jungle hai. And he said, Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah, he said, ta'malu amali ahli shar, تَعْمَلُ أَعْمَالِ اَحْلِ الشَّرْ, تو اہلِ شر کے عمل کام تو اہلِ شر کے کرتا ہے. That you act and acts of evil people. Your actions are actions of evil people. Your actions are evil. وَتَمَنَّا وَتَمَنَّا دَرَجَاتِ اَحْلِ الْخَيْرِ, اور تمنا کرتا ہے اہلِ خیر اور بھلائی کے درجات کی. کہاں تم بے وقوفی میں پھر رہے ہو؟ You act, actions, practice actions of evil people and expect the result of good actions. He said, where are you going? Tamanna karta ahle khair ki, to ye hamaqat nahi to kya hai jis shakhs ki umeed? Farmaya ke that if you should have a balance, you should have balance. When we say we have umeed and hope in Allah, that is different thing. Hope is different matter, wishful thinking is different. Hope is what? When you say, you marry and you have a wife and you say, I hope to have a child. Now you've got adopted the means. Wish you have started a business or you can say, I hope that I will attain some profit. That is now actually something. Because you have adopted the means. Umeed kehte hain that you adopt, do amal and still hope from the mercy of Allah, not on the basis of your deed that I should be rewarded and I should be going in Jannah.
عمل کر کے بھی اللہ کی رحمت سے امید رکھنا کہ وہ دے. کیونکہ بہت سے لوگ شادی کرتے ہیں, مینی پیپل میری دے ڈونٹ ہیو چلڈرن, مینی پیپل ڈو بزنس دے آل ڈونٹ گیٹ پروفٹ, دے آل ڈونٹ گیٹ بینیفٹ, مینی گیٹ لاس. سیم پیپل ود سیم ڈیزیز دے ڈرنک اور ٹیک سیم میڈیسن, ون ڈائز ون لیوز لانگر. لائک سم ون کیم آن سنڈے, دے سیڈ دیٹ دیئر از اے سسٹر, مسلم سسٹر, الحمد للہ, in hospital, and that she is 38 years old, and the doctors have given her 2 weeks to live because she has cancer. In Oldham hospital, someone was mentioning, the Muslim sister, she has actually cancer, and doctors have given her 2 weeks. She has children, she has husband, his parents, every other relatives will be there, the technology is there, the medical science is there, everything is there. But in spite of all these people, the government, the technology, the medicine, the scientists, the parents, the husband, the loving children, the loving brothers and sisters, someone is going to take her away. That is the power of God. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those people who don't believe in God and the life hereafter, what happens to them when their loved one in their hands is going away? He said, if you are truth, there is nothing after. This life is the life only, and there is no God, there is no. Allah Azawajal said, tarji'unaha, I give you a challenge, bring the soul back to the body, bring the spirit back to the body. Tarji'unaha in kuntum sadi, if you are truthful, let the soul come back to the body. What is, you come together, come together, all people of the world, all technology and advancement and whatever you can, and bring that person back to life again. And if you can't, then know that there is someone who is more powerful than all the people on the earth, all the technology and all the science. So this sister is, Allah Azawajal knows when she is going to die, but doctors obviously give their assessment. They have given her 2 weeks according to the medical science. But why they mentioned to me, they said, brother, this sister had a desire to start the path to Allah before she went to hospital. She has been thinking, and suddenly then this happened and she is in hospital. Imagine, you wouldn't be this person. You shouldn't meet this person. But still it is a blessed. I actually arranged some sisters to go and visit her in hospital, and she can start at least the path of Tariqah Muhammadiyah, path of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So at least when she is amongst, she is on that path, even if she dies, she will be a blessed person. But me and you sometimes do not know that when we are going to die. Suddenly we don't get, like the brother who died in Bolton 2 weeks ago, he was coming to the majalis. He had a desire as well, good to change, and he changed to a certain extent as well. But he didn't have a chance, meaning to reflect very lengthy period. He just actually went like Monday night, like today, 9 o'clock, he came to the majlis maybe, and after 12, went to his house, slept, and his wife went to the bedroom and he's gone. Not a very aged person, 43, 45 years old. So, who are these actually lessons for? Donkeys or monkeys, ants, animals, stars, the moon, the wind, the trees? No, it is for me and you. Now, your kind is going away, one by one. As the statistics say, 250,000 people leave this world every day. Their time of test. We think no one is dying from our locality. There is no one dying on the earth. It's not that. 250,000 people, plus minus the UNO statistics, they've estimated half, quarter of a million people leave this world every day. And you and me will do. So he, Ali Rahma, is saying that you should change, and just being content with the sayings of the pious, the stories of the pious, and just your wishful thinking, like you can't become a millionaire by just wishing you are a millionaire. See how much effort people are doing? All people who are business, doing business, and
almost, they all want to become millionaires. That's why they are there. We want to actually become more richer and richer and richer. But in spite of putting effort, still it is a difficult matter. What to say a person who is sitting in the home, not even actually doing any work, and he wishes to be actually a very rich person. Similarly, if you want to be spiritually rich, morally rich, and from the rich from the akhirat point of view, then you also have to actually adopt something. So I finish here and I invite you also to translate. If you have a wish to become good, if you want to benefit from the light and knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the light and knowledge of Allah, the knowledge of Anbiya alayhi wasallam, then don't just wait until Israel takes your body, but actually you send your heart before to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this center, by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we teach that methodology, that course, which equips you to become victorious, a victor in this fight with the shaitan and evil, whilst living in your locality, living with your wife and children, working wherever you're working, living. There's no cost involved as such, and there's no other thing like bear or anything. That is something optional thing which people do sometime, but this is farz part, a necessary part, that you should free yourself from the shackle and chains of desire, chain of shaitan and chain of evil. And when you become free, alhamdulillah, you'll be able to set free other people, and will be a source of goodness for yourself and the people around you as well. So now it is your time to ask question if you have in relation to that, and also especially the new brothers who have come, please give your names, and we'll sit with you about 15-20 minutes to give you an overview of that methodology, and then it is up to you, because the one hard fact of this life is that we have a freedom of choice to believe or disbelieve, act or inact. That is up to you. Our responsibility is only to convey in the best possible means, which we should try to do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and forgive us. And He has enabled us. If you have a thinking mind, healthy body, alhamdulillah, you are able. And so now, inshallah, any comments, any questions, as well as we give your names, that is the most important. As the Mashaykh say, the day when you will amend your relationship with Allah, that will be the true day of Eid for you. And the night which you will have spent in the pleasure of Allah, and you will be happy with Allah, Allah will be happy with you, that will be the true Laylatul Qadr for you. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Any questions from the brothers?
Brother is asking, is tazkiyah farz or wajib? Tazkiyah is farz, as it is proved from Quran without any ambiguity. Qad aflaha man zakka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has done tazkiyah, he has succeeded. Wa qad khaba man dassaha, and who have not done tazkiyah, who corrupted his self, he has, and you may say, failed, and he has been corrupted. So it is for every man and woman at least. Tazkiyah basically means to get rid of this passion which people have sometime of to do bad things, commit evil, commit murder, commit fraud, forget Allah, to become a devil worshipper, and to free yourself from jealousy, the love of dunya, the love of fame and name, violence. To have so, any person in the world will tell you that that is a necessary thing, and the Quran mentioned it. Because the nature of Islam is Islam submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how you achieve peace. You see, submission and peace. If you submit to Allah, peace will come in you. If you submit to other than Allah, chaos will come on the earth. So, in order to achieve, be peaceful, and have Islam in your life, So you become sound and peace and clean. That is the process is called tazkiyah. It's a process of purification.
Any more questions? Anyone would like to give their name? Would anyone like to give their name for the course mentioned now? What's your name?
Adeem.
Adeem. And your name, brother?
Salman.
Salman.
Imran.
What's your name, brother?
Majid.
Majid.
Zahir.
Zahir.
Rasim.
Rasim.
Some people wear mehndi on their feet. Is this okay? Yes, it is okay. You can wear mehndi on your feet as well if someone wishes, so there is no harm in there.
Any more questions?
It is recommended to dye, you can dye your hair with brown mehdi color, that is recommended, and to dye with black, with blackness actually, except for two people who have a young wife, for example. When in ancient times people used to do jihad, qital in the fields, and to make them look young, they have ijaz. Others, it is they should avoid it. It is majority of the ulama say it is makruh and there's karah, dislike. It gives a false view of the person. False view of the person. And rather these people become a joke really in the eyes of other people. Meaning there's a 80 years old person, 70, and people, whoever looks, he knows that his beard can't be actually pitch black. And he also, people rather than giving compliment that you are looking young, they actually make a joke of that person. So this is sunnah. Who actually dye with brown mehdi color, and there is Rasulullah praised very much whiteness of the beard. He said, "Allahu inna Allah yastahyi min shaybatil Muslim." Allah even actually have haya from a Muslim who is white color beard, white color hair. He has Allah even actually have haya from him. Allah actually practices haya. Allah bhi haya karte hain safed بالوں والے مسلمان سے بوڑھے مسلمان سے تو لیکن وہ اسی میں مہندی کرنا بھی شامل ہے اور یہ تو اس طرح بہرحال these things are for matters, light matters. I mean firstly is the first things, iman, abstaining from sinful first things like zina, sharab and other things. These things come after. یہ بعد کی باتیں ہیں جو کر رہے ہیں بس ان کو اپنی ان کی مرضی ہے وہ انہوں نے کچھ نہ کچھ اپنے ذہن میں بنایا ہوا ہوگا اس کی دلیل ہر کوئی جو کام کرتا ہے.
So did you have question?
So mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless these people who have given their name. I think that this gathering here from 6-7 people, they make intention of knowing the path to Allah and really taking is worth more than 10,000 people gathering, because we have sometimes big gathering as well of 10,000 people, and 10,000, what they do, they listen and go home. That's all. 3 days seminar, 1,000 people have attended and not even 10 have changed their lives. What is the benefit and benefit of that? That's what Sayyidina Abdul Qadir is like. People like listening, but it is good to listen. But then actually to listening, the purpose is to put into practice. And here we don't leave the practice to people that you do and do this job. You go and do this job. We say that we help you step by step to set free from shaitan and evil. Once we will show you the way, then after you've learned, if you want to dump in there again, that's up to you. But you at least you will know the way out, how I can actually save myself and others.
there's no more questions, then there's an opportunity for brothers now to put some of that wishful thoughts into practice. We shall have this opportunity now to go out in the path of Allah, spending your time, your body and your wealth, as is mentioned, to not only learn yourself and learn the deen of the do's and don'ts and the necessary knowledge, but also to spread it to other people who have not had the opportunity to come to gatherings like this, so they can also change their lives. So inshallah, there is two camps in November. The first one is on Tuesday the 9th to Thursday the 12th of November, which is in Bolton, and there is also one on the weekend, Friday the 19th to Sunday the 21st, which is in Birmingham. So brothers can stand up who make intentions so that they can put them to practice. Please give your names so you can benefit now and send that reward and plow your seeds in for the hereafter.
You see, there are two parts to the deen actually. One is the to rectify your own self, which the previous brothers have given their name, alhamdulillah, mashallah, to rectify and correct and even refine their own self, meaning once individually. Other part of the deen is to convey the message to others, which is the Prophet ﷺ who assigned this job to his ummah. So rectifying ourselves, we do this course of self-purification, that is for ourselves, and to convey the message of Rasulullah ﷺ to others is to go out in the path of Allah, to convey, to converse. People go out to sell phones. They're never shy. They say, I don't want to sell this plastic thing, I feel shy. They will come out and selling gas on your doors. They're never shy. They say, you want to have gas. Although you have, they say, you want to sell your gas and electricity and other funny things. They're never shy. For dunya, people are doing it already, door by door, and they're selling people. And plus they ask money. You are not going to ask any money in return. You are going to say that, we only have something to give, nothing to ask. And what to give? The most precious gift anyone can have in their lifetime, which is the diamond of the relationship between the person and his Lord. And if that is improved, alhamdulillah, connected, that is the blessed thing. So it is honorable, people who walk in the path of Allah, they are walking in the footsteps of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he walked in the streets of Makkah, from Makkah to Medina, in the streets of Taif, in the mountains of Makkah, and around the valleys of Medina, and the tribes of Medina. They are following the footsteps practically. Our problem is that we feel shy doing good things, and by doing bad things, we don't actually, we are not shy at all. So, ek buzurg se kisi, unhone farmaya kisi ko, ki azan de do. Usne kaha, ke ye, भाई मुझे शर्म आती है. तो उन्होंने कहा भी हम बेशर्म हैं, रोज जो देते हैं या रोज देते हैं, ये आप क्या समझना बेशर्मी वाला काम करते हैं. ये जो दीन के मामले में शर्म नहीं है, ये मतलब यानी ये शर्म काबिले मुजम्मत है. दिस इज एक्चुअली सो टू हेसिटेट टू डू बैड थिंग इज गुड, टू हेसिटेट टू डू अ गुड थिंग इज बैड, बिकॉज देन यू विल कीप बैक व्हेन यू विल बी डिप्राइव्ड. तो नेकी के काम में तो बढ़ना चाहिए, और बुराई के मामले में जो है वो पाप ना बढ़ना चाहिए. जॉब्स में देखें, एक एक जॉब है, 20-20 बंदे उसको अप्लाई कर रहे हैं. वो तो उनको अच्छे, दे नेवर शाय, बाय दे नेवर से और देर ऑलवेज बी ऑलरेडी देर बी 10 पीपल अप्लाइंग. आई फील शाय दैट आई विल बी 11 सिटिंग देयर फॉर इंटरव्यू. आई विल जस्ट नो, वहां तो कहते मैं और ज्यादा टाई लगा के जाऊंगा, मुझे जॉब मिले, आई एम गोइंग टू सुपर. वहां तो शर्म नहीं, लेकिन भाई यहां जिस तरह वो भाई समवन वाज सेइंग दैट व्हेन पीपल गो फॉर इंटरव्यू दे ट्राई टू वेयर द आउटफिट विच सूट्स द जॉब. इफ इट्स अ मैकेनिक जॉब, मैकेनिकल जॉब, इफ इट्स ऑफिस जॉब, इफ इट इज एक्चुअली लेट्स से कुकिंग जॉब, दे वुड लाइक टू लुक फॉर एग्जाम्पल दे वुड बी लुकिंग फॉर अ सर्टन आउटफिट और ऑफ द पर्सन, द अपीयरेंस ऑफ द पर्सन. एंड पीपल try to normally dress so that they are presentable in the eyes of the interviewer. And if they go in their sleeping suit,
then if it's like the first impression is bad impression, they say that this person can't change his clothes are sleeping, he will be sleeping in the job, so we won't give him job. Similarly, he was saying that when you leave this world, jab aap is duniya se jayenge, you will get first thing you are going to have an interview. Jab duniya se aap jayenge, ek interview hoga. Who will be the interviewer? Munkar and Nakir, Mubashir and Bashir. Munkar and Nakir, two angels are going to come to interview you. After you die, you get an interview that, gentlemen, O Bani Adam, that you spent some time on the face of the earth which Allah gave you. Allah gave you body, He gave you heart, He gave you soul, He gave you parents, He gave you time and everything. Now is the interview. If you become successful, it is paradise. If you become unsuccessful, we are not going to say goodbye, you go back in dunya, the dungeon of hell. This is the interview. And in that interview, if they see you, now there is a danger for those people who are not practicing sunnah of beard, because if they see them at least on the outset, the angel Munkar and Nakir, they can know that this person outfit of the how a job seeker should be, the job seeker of paradise, he is not actually matching that. So it is just to actually, you may say, a person has not a good start there. If you are following the sunnah, sunnah is the way to paradise. Sunnah is the way to Jannah. The footsteps of the prophets are actually the key to paradise. So the interview there, you should be careful that what type of dress when you die, you will be in the good one, bad one, good deeds, bad deeds, whatever. And they are going to also look at the appearance, because they will, when person answers, there is a wonderful thing mentioned in the hadith. When they ask a question, person answers the question, they already say, we knew you were going to say this. They could see from the appearance of the person that what type of this person is. But because they have to fulfill the formalities, so they do ask. If he answers rightly or wrongly, they say, we already knew that what you were going to say, but this was our responsibility. We have actually taken, given you. तो दुनिया में तो आप इंटरव्यू देते हैं माशाल्लाह जॉब का, उस इंटरव्यू के लिए भी तैयार रहे. फिर उससे बड़ा इंटरव्यू होने वाला है, वन ऑफ द वेरी ग्रेटर इंटरव्यू इवन देन दैट, दैट विल बी द इंटरव्यू इन द कोर्ट ऑफ अल्लाह. वो अल्लाह क्यामत के मैदान में लेंगे बंदे से, क्यामत के मैदान में, इन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट अल्लाह सुभान व तआला इज गोइंग विल बी द इंटरव्यूअर, यू विल बी द इंटरव्यूई. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will take the interview of the person, meaning he will ask questions from the person, and there will be no solicitor in between or interpreter in between. Without a mutarjim, without a translator, it's a direct actually interaction, a communication with Allah. So these two interviews ke liye bhi tayar rehna chahiye bande ko. Ek to ye jo kabar mein hota hai, aur ek interview qiyamah wale din hoga. But difference will be that the decisions of those interview will actually have an effect on forever and ever and ever. तो अभी मौका है, वो जैसे हमारी वो बहन जो दो हफ्ते जिसको डॉक्टरों ने दिया है, वो भाई हमारे फोर्थ हो गए पिछले दिनों, हम भी इसी तरह एक एक करके चले जाएंगे. अगर आप इरादा करेंगे तो इंशाल्लाह दुनिया भी चलती रहेगी और आखिरत भी जो है वो आपकी बन जाएगी. तो ये जो नाम अभी पूछे जा रहे हैं, ये है दूसरों को पैगाम देने के लिए, मैसेज देने के लिए. उनका भी लिख लें, दोनों लिख लिया. JazakAllah, thank you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you actually for your time and effort and patience and listening, and may Allah Zawajal forgive me and you if I have said anything wrong in the wrong way to you, if you have actually not paid heed or followed etiquettes.
جزاكم اللہ. ابھی ذکر کے لیے تیاری کر لیں, توجہ کے ساتھ جو ہے بیٹھ ان شاء اللہ. سبحانک اللہم وبحمدک نشہد ان لا الہ الا انت نستغفرک ونتوب الیک.